T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Steve Goldie Goldstein on the call tonight. Bally Sports, the Panthers in action in a very, very big one. Game 5 here for them versus Capitals. Goldie, good morning. Happy game day to you.
All right. What's going on, fellas? Here we go again.
Gold. How about that last 3 minutes and an empty netter that could you tell when he shot that? Could you get a feel whether, I mean, that thing goes in. It's you talk about having your backs to the wall coming back home. What's going through your mind during that one?
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell whether it was going to be good or not. I just knew it was going to be close because I could see the trajectory of it, you know, from way up where we are. And, you know, I'm waiting like everybody else. I'm like towards the empty net and off the post. So, you know, that's the way these games go. You know what I like in this series so far too, Joe? It's like that 1, 2, or 3 seed in the NCAA tournament when you play in Alcorn State or someone like that and you get the 55-54 win and you kind of breathe the big sigh of relief because you got over it. Like, that's what this thing feels like a little bit to me. You know, the Panthers are being pushed and pressed and – I mean, these guys aren't even pushing for offense. They're just sitting back defensively and packing it in and waiting for the Panthers to make a mistake. And that's a hard way to play because you want to get up and go and play your game. They just got to get through this, man. It's a learning process for them. You know, you got some veterans on this team, but for the most part, you got a lot of guys that have not played a lot of playoff games, have never really been the favorites in a playoff series, which is a whole different animal from the outside. And I think steadily here, you know, they're learning how to get through this. And last game I thought was their best game. I really think they got what they deserved, Joe, because I thought they dominated the game. It would have been a shame for them to lose that game.
Yeah, you were talking about a team in the Capitals that had, what, like 16 shots the whole friggin' game there. Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm just curious, winning a game like that, and Reinhart and Verhaeghe coming back with huge goals and you come home with that, is that something you think that just can get this team to finally loosen up and really start letting it rip with this game starting tonight?
I think so, and I think we saw some of that last game. You know, they look like themselves. Now, look, the guy made the saves. Like I said, the Capitals, I mean, the Panthers are entering their zone like at will. They don't care. They're just protecting the front of the net. And they're trying not to give up breakaways. And the 1-2-on-1 they did give up, the Panthers scored. That was the first goal they got, Ekblad and Verhaeghe on the 2-on-1. So it's not easy. And the guy's making the saves. I mean, give the goalie credit. Like, he hasn't been very good in his young career, but he's playing pretty well. He's making that first save. And they're just playing like a game of chicken with you and saying, okay, you want to keep coming? We'll wait for you to make one mistake. So you would hope that after the last game, not only that they won and, like you say, the way they won, but the fact they really dominated the game, maybe there's a little breaking from Washington. The key for the Panthers is they got to get the lead, man. Because if they get the lead, then the Capitals have to open up a little bit. And once they start opening up, I'm telling you, it's going to be lights out. It's going to be like the 80s Lakers showtime like we saw in the regular season. But because they're not scoring on the power play, which they're 0 for 13, they're not able to open these games up. I mean, every time they get an opportunity, if they're up a goal to stretch it to 2, they haven't been able to do it. So we'll see. You know, it's a long struggle, man. And, you know, I think it's a long way from being over still.
Goldie, the play of Big Bob, obviously one game, you know, the 6 goals, when you look at it, doesn't look great. But how has this play been throughout this series so far in your eyes?
I think, good. I don't think he's been, you know, lights out fantastic, but he's been very good. You know, if he could stop Kuznetsov, his fellow countryman, on those breakaways, the whole series would look different. But, you know, that guy's a hell of a scorer. And, you know, the other night, I thought it was a tough game from a guy that loves to work. And he's, as I told you guys, he's the first guy on the ice in practice. Some of the guys a workout freak. To only see 16 shots in a playoff game is not easy for a goaltender. You know, you go minutes of just standing there doing nothing.
Right.
So I thought he made a couple of big saves. You know, the guy out of the penalty box in the breakaway, obviously the breakaway with 3.5 minutes left. If he lets that in, it goes to 3-1. It's probably over. So he did a good job. The first goal wasn't his fault at all. It was deflected off a skate. And then the second goal is a great move by the guy. So I think overall in the series, he has been good. He's given him the opportunity. Even the 6-1 game, I didn't think was his fault. If they can cash in on a power play here and there, they don't have some breakdowns. You know, they were in that game. It was only, you know, 2-1, you know, late in the second period. So I think he's been good.
Gold, the defensive changes combo plus Ekblad losing some of that rust, who's not played a lot and starting to look more like himself every time he's on the ice, made a huge difference, huh, for this team?
I think, Joe, I think you hit it on the head with a great point that nobody else has talked about out of that game. Because of the drama, because of the late goals, and obviously that's what everybody focuses on, you are 1,000% right. He looked like, in game four, the old Aaron Ekblad. He had a couple of assists. He was carrying the puck. They were moving out of the zone quickly. And I think that was a huge, huge factor. You could tell. He now is settled in. He's comfortable. And we're seeing the guy that we saw all year, where maybe that really wasn't the case. Certainly the first two games, and really the first three. The D pair changing. I mean, I think they hit the jackpot a little bit there. You know, Uyghur and Forsling were great together. And, you know, to me, and again, some of it's just the way the game flows. I think Ben Sherratt was underutilized the first couple of games. I mean, you went out, you gave up a first-round pick for a guy that went to the Stanley Cup final last year, who's a horse, who's a veteran guy, who's a big guy, who will bang players in the zone and make sure he gets the puck out. Now that he's up there with Ekblad, they dominated that game at 5-on-5. So maybe, you know, as the series goes on, as we always talk about, you know, you make changes, you make adjustments, and, you know, maybe you stumble on a few things, and I think they may have stumbled on something there.
Speaking of changes, let's talk about that 0-for-13 power play. If somebody would have told me through four games that this team, the way they score, isn't scoring with a man advantage, I would have never believed it on the power play. What do you see? Is the changes go? What's the biggest thing? Too many passes? Struggling to get good shots? What do you see there, Gold?
Well, first off, it's great that they're 0-for and they're tied in the series. So that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because they've dominated 5-on-5, and Washington's power play has been great, although last game the Panther penalty kill was huge in that 5-on-3. Once they went back to the five forwards, I thought that it was better. Last game, I thought they were going to get one. Last game, I didn't have a problem with them going 0-for because I thought, you know, Duclair missed the net a couple of times, which was disappointing, point blank. They had some much better chances. They looked more confident, and the guy made a few saves. And the big thing to me last game was it didn't kill their momentum. You know, in those other games, they were doing, to me, you know, so poorly on the power play that the Capitals actually got a lift out of it and gained momentum. In the last game, even though they didn't score, I felt like they were good and they were in the zone and they kept the momentum. So, yeah, some of it, sometimes they get a little bit too cute, you know. Hey, we all marvel, right, when they do these tic-tac-toe great goals and everybody loves it. Well, along with that comes sometimes a little bit of overpassing. I mean, that's just what they do. So I thought it was better last game. I do think when it breaks, it's going to break in a big way. We do see this from time to time. I'll tell you this, Joe, in the Stanley Cup playoffs in hockey, it's a weird thing. You know, like I think the Bruins – once won the cup, maybe, if I'm remembering right, in like 11, and they went like 2-for-40 on the power play.
Wow.
It's just weird stuff.
Okay.
So it's got to be better. I mean, 100%. If you're going to go anywhere far, I mean, look, I don't think they can go for the series and win the series. Maybe I'm wrong. But I was a little bit encouraged last game. But I think it's a combination of all those things. They got to hit the net, maybe shoot a little bit more when you get the opportunity. And obviously getting in front of the guy is a big key, but I'm telling you, the way Washington is playing, it is just not easy to do because they're just packing it in front of the net, and they really don't care what else the Panthers do because I think they know, you know, their coach is a Stanley Cup finalist coach multiple times. I think he knows that if they start chasing after him and be overly aggressive, take out the notebook, man. They're going to school because this team is just too good for Washington.
Yeah.
Goldie, this team's not down 3-0. They didn't get swept out of here. And, of course, we could be, you know, complaining about a million things. But how do you think the officiating's been through four games so far?
I think it's been fine. I don't think it's determined the outcome of a game. Okay. Obviously, they're going to miss some calls here or there. You know me from all the years, guys. I'm not a big referee complainer. Like, if you don't get the pass interference call on fourth down with 20 seconds left when you're down by six, well, guess what? You shouldn't be down by six 59 minutes into the game.
I agree,
Goal.
I agree, man. I'm with you.
So that's normally, my thing. There's been a few missed ones, like Kuznetsov got fined for the high stick on Achari in game three, fined $5,000, which is the max, and there was no penalty. But they're human, too, and they're trying. Here's the thing, it's so tough because these games are so aggressive. They're trying to get these players to walk this fine line. Well, you don't want to take the aggression out because that's what fans want, but you also don't want guys to go over the line. So they're walking this line of making sure they make the calls, but you don't want to call too much and take the game out of the players' hands. So overall, I think it's been fine, to be honest with you.
You got to hit me with one stat if you can. I'm always curious because we've seen a couple of five-on-threes in this series. What's with, let's say with a minute of a five-on-three, what's the percentages in the league that team score on that, Gold? Roughly?
Well, let's see. Regular power play. I mean, if you're good, you're going over 20%. So I'm thinking it's like a third of the time. It's still not overly high.
Wow.
Breakaways are only 25%. Like people that think, oh, you gave up a breakaway. Yeah, well, 75% of the time the goalie does.
Wow.
Stop the
breakaway, how about that number?
Yeah. So,
wow,
it's not easy to score, but it certainly jumps up. Like, if you have a good power play, you're at 20, and if you're going 5-on-3, I'm sure it's going up around 30%. But again, that still means, 70% of the time, you're not scoring. So, it's not automatic.
Damn, Goal. I thought those numbers were
a lot higher
on the breakaway,
yeah.
Too. That's a good way. You hit us with some knowledge right there. That's a good way to let you go, man. You had a little coffee.
Goldie, what's the
– hit you back with the wife and – at home and spending some time relaxing.
What's the
man,
call?
We've been working on that for decades. Forget about that, Joe. That ain't working. You know that.
What's the call at the end of a game at home if you win? It's not let's go home. It let's go back to to Weston. Like, what do you say at the end of that one?
I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth if they win game five. Hey, I'll tell you that here's the most incredible stat, and it's a negative for the team, but they got a chance. They have not led a playoff series in 10 years. The last time they had a lead in a playoff series was the 2012 against Jersey when they won the game five at home. They led 3-2, and then we know what happened. They lost game six and seven in overtime and were eliminated. So, this is another big hump game for these guys. Ekblad, Barkov, Huber, they've never had a lead in a series. They've always been chasing the series, trying to get back in it. Let's see if they can really come through. I think they will. I think they'll come through and seize control. Every one of these things that goes on in this series is like a little, professional breakthrough. For these guys. It's pretty fascinating to watch.
Goldie, as always, my man, thank you for getting up with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you,
Goldie.
Have a good
one
tonight, kiddo.
See you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
7:30 puck drop tonight in a sunrise. Didn't you think those percentages would be higher?
Yes.
Especially 5-on-3?
I had no idea, but I knew he had the stats.
I knew he'd know the number.
Yeah,
wow, that was very
somebody
surprising.
Hit him with some analytics there, man. Put some numbers out for
we
him.
We thank Goldie for joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, I'll tell you who else we thank. We thank ASP for being so special every day. ASP Superhome, a family-owned and operated business with great purpose every day here in South Florida are protecting families and their homes. And nobody does it better. ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners. It's going on right now. They said, Joe, we don't know how long it's going to do it because this doesn't usually work this way. Are you familiar with metal tile roofs? If you're not and you haven't seen them, they look, when you go by them, you're going, wow, I didn't realize metal tile roofs look like tile roofs. Well, they do, but I got to tell you, there's so many things. First of all, people know they're usually a lot more expensive, metal tile roofs. Well, not now. Nope. For a limited time, metal tile roofs at wholesale pricing for a limited time, the same price as tile roofs. Can't say that very often. And when you talk about benefits, metal tile roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Not only that, hurricane resistant up to 200 miles per hour winds, which who knows, man, with hurricane season, what we have coming. So we have an unbeatable value with wholesale pricing for a limited time from ASP Superhome. Take advantage of 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024 at the Extend Pay from Y Green that's going on right now. Great time for you to take advantage of metal tile roofs with the price of a regular tile. It's limited time. Here's the number, 305-340-2081. You got to call and find out more information. I'm not making it up. 305-340-2081 and let the ASP family protect your...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Today, there's a little hockey feel to that song right here.
Yes.
You're a little right.
Bit. Yep,
Panthers,
like
Capitals, game five. Gold's about half jacked up right now.
I told you he's going to be.
He'll finish it tonight in Sunrise for that game. Look at, man, these 2-2 games, Heat fans go, yeah, man, we know. It was nice last night. Our guys came out and played. The other guys, we don't care about them. We're about ready to finish their ass off. That was Philadelphia, all those hardworking people and those South Philly tough guys and all. They ought to be friggin' embarrassed by that team's play last night. 35-point loss. That should never happen.
No, of course not.
When you've got Joel Embiid.
Right.
And you've got that supporting cast, including James Harden. And you play like that on the road? Come on, man. And you
said it earlier in the show, all the national pundits that kind of, after the two games in Philly, oh, the series has totally changed. Philly now has the advantage. Philly's now in it. Joel Embiid, this is all going to be something. J.J. Redick, one of those guys who picked the Heat to win the series before the series started and totally changed everything on one of those shows in the middle of the day yesterday, before game five. Oh, you know what? Philly's got it. Philly's got it. And then halfway through the game, I would say halftime, maybe a little bit more, he goes on Twitter and puts up a picture. It says, I've made a huge mistake.
Well,
like, because he saw it also,
the other thing
effort
with this,
that was being given by Philly.
So I listen to all the guys. And Charles guilty to, oh, that's my team. That's right. Where I go, okay, then if you're just doing the team thing and sucking up to where you played and that. But, look at, man, we say whatever we want. I don't know what's going to happen in game six. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know what's going to happen because nobody's known that we've had all these blowouts that we've had, all these –
we all thought it would be close.
But 35 points.
That's ridiculous.
You literally didn't have to play the fourth. You could have said, hey, we're gonna go in and take an early shower. You guys go ahead and play with the backups here. We're play the end of the bench.
Right.
Have a couple security guys play here at the end.
DJ Khaled could have played.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
Throwing him in there. different guy.
He had a few drinks. Put him in there.
Right.
You could have played with DJ. That's
right.
A good point.
Right.
35 points. My God, 15 after three, and then just put it on him in the fourth. Yeah, so anyway, we'll see how they respond to that, but tonight belongs to the Panthers. See what happens there. Marlins got one more. I'm guessing they can't wait to get home because this thing has just not gone well so far as another loss for them yesterday. It's ouch. It's been a rough one. One more with the Diamondbacks, and then they'll be home for big weekend with Milwaukee and, of course, the 97 championship team. I hope all those guys are here, man. I hope they most of those guys can get out here. That would be really fun to see some of those guys. That 97 team was fun. Won the two championships, and hopefully it's just not a couple of local guys, but they can get them all there.
Beer Fest, too. Don't forget that. Always
that's right, and the Beer Fest.
I know
that's exactly right.
Attention.
Beer Fest will
be. Right.
Is am I right on this? This is just off the top of my head. Is Conine the only guy who played on the both teams, both championship teams?
Oh, I think you might be right.
I haven't seen Jeff in a while either.
Right, Niner. Yeah, Mr. Marlin.
Got tired. The ass kicking that he was handing to me.
It was that bad?
Yeah.
It was that bad, huh? Wow. Okay.
And in the big points. He was just like a full count. He was just clutch.
You usually don't admit a lot of time when someone kicks your ass, but wow.
His hand-eye?
Pretty good.
All those guys that – those hockey guys and those baseball guys, one thing they do have is unbelievable hand-eye.
Right.
Not to sit here and get into who's got the best and all that stuff, but yeah. A couple of Conine ass whoopings out in that Weston club of his sent me home. Sent me home going, maybe I need to play guys my own age.
Right.
It's never fun to admit that. We got another old guy going to join us here. I don't think he cares. Dave Hyde going to join us coming up here at 8:40. He's been making the rounds back and forth here.
They had to this week. This week was a young at heart week. I don't care what kind of reporter you were. Every other night, it's literally Heat, Panthers, Heat, Panthers, Heat. I mean, it's great for fans. It's got to be interesting for the writers and reporters.
I don't think Hyde's he does get up early, but that's just old guy. He gets up old guy early.
But I think it's kind of hit him a little bit because normally Dave Hyde does come on a little bit earlier than he's coming on today. And I think it's just because of the fact that he's been covering all these games.
Talk to those guys, wait for him to come out after the game and everything. So he'll be at that Florida Panthers game tonight. So we'll talk to Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel coming up here. Get his take on everything going out. And I'll be honest, don't get on me. I like these playoff games, but I selfishly want to see what that schedule looks like. I know who they're playing, folks, to see when they're playing.
Right.
And see if we're going to get a little Thanksgiving, see if we might get a Monday night game. I don't expect a Sunday night football game. We'd
really?
Be very surprised if we get one.
Really? Not one?
I just think it goes back to quarterback position. Everybody's in love with all the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, we got a fascinating team on paper right now, at least on offense, too, for the NFL to look at.
It's
Hill and
everything
Waddle and
talks of
Sicky.
By the way, not bad as a pair of point guards either, apparently,
right,
out playing pickup basketball
right.
games. I'm going to tell you something, and I don't care. And from what I've been told, Tyreek Hill has instantly turned into the leader of this team, doing flips, beating guys one-on-one, keeping it competitive and loose. He has been – I mean, that guy is a – when I say this, it's a compliment. He is a dog. But he also likes to race guys, and he likes to play basketball. You've seen the vertical on
right.
some of the
oh my
video
God,
that
right.
he does. So he got Jalen Waddle out there, and I'm thinking – now, this is selfish. Hello.
I know where you're going.
Anybody checking to see our two receivers are playing basketball? I don't really want – I don't need one aggressive guy trying to take out one of my starting wide receivers, right. speed receivers.
Don't blow before we see it, right?
One guy making a lot of money and the other guy coming off an injury, not last year, but limped right. into his first year before getting through it. I don't know. I might just check and go, hey, guys – It's good to see the video. You guys are good basketball players, and both of you are really good, and I can see you played a lot. You mind giving it up, though, here and just staying on the grass for now?
Who's better on Xbox?
I'm surprised.
Can we have that competition?
By the way,
PlayStation.
I'm surprised that it's not in their contracts that they can't play basketball.
Yeah, because it's in their contracts. They can't, like, ride motorcycles and do other dangerous stuff.
I am surprised, unless it was put in their contracts, that those two are allowed to play basketball. Now, I wouldn't bring it up if the fact that it went on social media and the team has got everything. By the way, the team, the social media stuff and all the stuff they leaked out from the race, those guys being out there, getting involved, getting to know them, it's just a complete different environment.
The team's got a different feeling.
Than last year. And the guy, my inside source, I'm not saying who it is, sits off to a real good start, though, with a guy I trust. Not saying who it is, but... man, he likes everything that's going on a lot.
Sounds good. Feels good.
And
can't wait for it to start.
He's falling in love with the head coach, too. I haven't been around him enough, but he has just talked about all the things he put in place and getting these guys. So I hope, man. I'm hoping it's it leads right into camp here. We'll get through mini camps and OTAs and rookies together and all that, but when it all comes together and we all go to those practices out there to see what it's going to look like, it'd be a lot of time to talk about that. The other thing everybody's talking about, and why not, very seldom do we get all jacked up on money now with the amount of money guys are making in every sport. I never thought when the whole business started and we would be doing this, talking about this guy just signed a four-year $200 million, $250 million, all these contracts in all sports now. They're starting to explode. But when you start talking about the money that Tom Brady is going to make, and by the way, it's open, like, hey, Tom, when you're done playing, whether that's this year or you're going to play one more after this year if you guys win it all, when you're done, you got the 10-year $375 ready to go. You go, what? 10-year $375 million to be the number one dog NFL analyst on the Fox team. Tom Brady, he's going to do some other stuff too with the other part of the company there. 10-year, $375 million. I'm guessing he's going to be on the Fox show a lot as well.
He should, for $375
million. You realize in 23 years, he's just made a little over a little. 23 years,
a little
over $317 million.
Right.
You look at the money now. These guys getting in, and they're real good after year three. It's on. The Josh Allens, the Mahomes, Burrow, you're on deck. There's going to be some guys getting some big, big paydays. And then you have the Baker Mayfield story.
Right.
Looking for a home after this
or no
maybe before this.
Right.
Anybody want me to be the backup for $18 million?
No.
I can be yours. Somebody's paying it. Let me be your guy. All right. We got Dave Hyde going to join us here in just a couple minutes. Don't go away. We'll get caught up. Get Dave's take on all this playoff take, man, from night to night, whether it's Dade Broward, Broward to Dade, on the road the same time, coming home. But we'll have all that. Dave was there for that 35-point ass-whipping that took place last night. We'll have more on that coming up. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I have good news. Nobody cares about my good news, but my Achilles is not torn, and I was very, very excited to hear that news yesterday over at Baptist Health South Florida over in Broward. I was very happy to hear that. Hey, people ask me all the time when it comes to sports-related injuries, where do the pros go? I get it every day. And I tell them, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, and the Florida Panthers, two teams playing in the playoffs, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big part of Baptist Health South Florida, which, by the way, is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. It's just getting bigger and better every day. Got a brand-new facility that I went to yesterday to see old Dr. Swartzen on 595 and Pine Island. Just right there off the road in Plantation, on the Plantation side. You're in for a great experience. If you're up there in Broward, just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Boy, that place is really taking off. And all those great doctors we talk about for every part of the body, top specialists in the business from all over, man. We got some great. I wish I had time to tell you about all the great doctors for all the specialists. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. These guys are good. One goal every day, get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I went to his talk after the game to the media. How does he have to come out after a game and talk about lack of effort? And
right. Embarrassing.
We weren't physical. Game five. I mean, some of the mystery, I mean, to carry it back to the Panthers, it was a mystery the first few games of the series, the way they were playing. But game five and they're talking about not being ready to play. And you know, it gets back to me, Philadelphia made a decision. They kept Ben Simmons over Jimmy Walker in some form. There was a lot of money and contracts involved. But you look at a decision a franchise makes like that, and obviously Butler comes to the Heat, and you talk about a tough guy who plays hard and is sort of the epitome of what, on some level, the Heat define themselves to be. And so you have these two teams. One's tough, and the other doesn't show up in a game five.
The names look good, though. Harris, Maxey, Harden, Embiid. But, boy, they when they decide to poop the bed, they do it at the same time. They want to make sure that smells good for everybody, because that was absolutely, if I'm in Philadelphia today and I have a radio show up there, I'd be a little disappointed, to put it nicely, on that friggin' effort, if nothing else. Let's jump on the other part of this thing real quickly. We sat here and we're guilty in the morning. Duncan Robinson's got to play. We need it. We didn't need Duncan Robinson last night, although he got a few minutes there. My God, what's your thought on Strus, who just wanted to make sure everybody knows he's one of those development guys, and he's damn good. What'd you think about his play?
Well, you look at the series, and what it is the home team is winning by an average of 18.6 points, and the old NBA saying that the chorus that really is helped by a home court.
Yeah, I guess so.
The backup players, the ancillary guys, not the stars, and that's played out. You look at the shooting. The Heat shot 39% on threes yesterday, and 21% the game before. And the guys like Strus, is it just a comfort level playing at home? And now the question becomes, can they develop that and take it to the road and a closeout game in Philadelphia? But you look at all the Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, the guys who have been such great stories in the regular season, and they have good games at home and they struggle on the road, and it's the opposite. It's the same for Philadelphia. They're some of their guys are. Maxey is 21-year-old and he was 2-for-10 last night, and he's going to be a great player. But Harden is what he is, and he had a big game in Philadelphia, 31 points, and everybody said people buried his career too early. But no, he's not the player he was. He's not the guy who can do that every night as last night showed.
Well, I love the narrative also, and I go back to when Jimmy Butler got traded down here and became a Heat player. Could he be like the number one guy? Can he be the number one guy on this team down here? And after seeing Bubble Jimmy and the way that now we could see, when Jimmy wants to take over a game, he can. He didn't have to yesterday. But when they're down or they're not scoring or they're in a little bit of a rut and he could just take over a game, it is impressive. And he is that number one guy. But it is amazing, going back to your first point, how they decided, yeah, we're going to keep Ben Simmons, and we're going to give Tobias Harris a max deal, but we're going to let Jimmy go. I just, it's puzzling.
Yeah, well, you know, they tanked, and I don't want to get into the other franchise, but I'm just completely against franchises that tank and that philosophy. And you look at the Heat, they say each year, you know, if they don't win the title, we'll figure it out in the offseason. And they don't throw away seasons. And a guy like Butler, you know, and he rises to playoff moments. And he came out last 11 points in the first quarter. So did Strus, for that matter. But you saw Jimmy really took the idea that, okay, I'm going to come out and set the tone for this team right away. And, you know, he's done that before. Can he do it every night? You know, that's so, you know, it's an interesting thing with the Heat. They don't have that LeBron, Wade, Chris Bosh triumvirate. Okay, they have Butler and a bunch of really good guys. You know, Bam's right there. But it's almost like if they win this, they're going to do it a different way up the mountain, where they're doing it with a chorus of players and not that, you know, singular standout top five in the league.
Dave, let's move up to Broward for a sec. What do you expect? I know we had Goldie on earlier, and he talked about the way Washington has played, basically giving up, just really sitting back and trying to frustrate the offense, a high-powered offense of the Panthers. And it almost worked again. It almost worked. Empty netter, that thing goes in, and they're down. They're down big in this series, but instead it's back 2-2. What do you expect tonight?
Joe, I was making a list of the all-time biggest chokes in South Florida with about 4 minutes to go the other night. And this would have been on it. You know, and the top-ranked team in the league this year, historic goal-scoring team. And they it told you how random and how you know, hockey can be, that empty net goal that hits the post. And then for Sam Reinhart and, you know, in overtime, you had Carter Verhaeghe come with. And I wrote that those were the two biggest goals that this franchise has had in 26 years. And because they haven't had if they go out of this series, they blow a big chance. Not just the team for making a run this spring, but for the franchise to get new fans and bandwagon and build that up. And if they have wins like that and goals like that, those are moments that people are going to get excited about, and the franchise is going to get back to health. So to me, it's not just about the team for the Panthers, but this is about the full franchise becoming relevant in South Florida.
Yeah. I was about to say, how important is tonight to this team, to this franchise, just this win tonight?
Well, they can, you know, again, they don't want to go back to Washington on the road.
Right.
And one of the mysteries of this series is Tom Wilson for Washington, a big part of what they want to do to the Panthers, be physical. He's a nasty player who scores goals. And he's been in the series for about 91 seconds. He drew a penalty, he scored a goal, and he got hurt. And the mystery is, what is his injury? But he's missed. He's been out of the series since. If he comes back in the series from Washington side, it changes. And can they keep holding down the Panthers' offense as they've done? I mean, the top guns for the Panthers really haven't done much damage. Huberdeau had a goal to start game. What was it, 3? But you haven't heard much from Barkov or Giroux. You know, you'd think that would have to change at some point for the Panthers to really get back to their game.
It's about ready to open up, I just feel. All right, so I got to ask, you've been going as an old guy, going to all these games at night, and I'm no longer with you, but are you eating hot dogs at all these games? Or are you off the hot dog program?
Joe, I'm in my I'm just drinking water, no soda right
you're
now.
You're not, you know, seriously? Wow. You're not even drinking Diet Coke? You got to drink Diet Coke when you go to a game.
I got my playoff mode on. No, I have my latte. I have my espresso before going to the game so I can stay awake. But
So you're coming home and eating and staying away from the playoff food?
hey, Joe, it's playoff mode. You know, you got to bring your game, you know?
It's like LeBron used to go to Zero Dark 30.
You must attack that food when you get home, boy. You must see. See, Mrs. Yeah, Hyde, what do you have? I am hungry, man.
First thing I do is I open the refrigerator. What did they have for dinner tonight?
Right.
By the way, that's just a given before you go to bed. Like, that's why I'm going to stay as a fat guy. Let me just see what's in there. And if it looks decent or better, I'm going to eat it before I go to bed.
Does your fridge talk to you like Joe's fridge talks to him at night?
Yeah.
It's that playoff 10. You know, in college, they talk the freshman 10. You can put on 10 pounds if a team that goes has a big spring here. So, I'm drinking water. I'm hydrating.
Plus, you're staying away from that soft ice cream machine.
I'm shocked.
That killed some guys here. Right. Literally. Damn near.
You know, the heat are putting out fresh cookies at halftime.
Oh.
That's in the media. Just so people know, this is about one of the last places there's snacks for free. You pay for your dinner, but there are snacks for
fresh
free.
Cookies.
Dave, your willpower is for everybody out there. I wish we all had your willpower.
But he's thinking
fresh
about
cookies?
Him. By the way, if he's thinking about him, his ass is going to break down before this is done, and he's going to go for those fresh cookies.
Dave,
there's no way.
It. Don't do it.
Dave Hyde's going to not have some.
Don't do it.
I will not have the willpower. If this goes seven, I'll be eating cookies.
Yeah.
By the way, the popcorn machine tonight's up there by where he's sitting.
Jeez.
All right. Hey,
just that smell.
Dave, thanks, man. Thank you for
Dave.
Coming on. Thanks for getting up with us.
See you
all right, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Be honest. Fresh cookies at halftime, the popcorn machine, the Diet Cokes on ice, or the fountain Diet Cokes.
The only thing I won't do, I wouldn't do the cookies.
All
but
right.
I will definitely eat the popcorn.
Ice cream?
I got to have caffeine.
Well, I know that. Where I mean,
and it's usually
the fact that Dave's not drinking a Diet Coke
or
something.
No, he's not even doing
crazy.
Diet Coke.
It's crazy.
He's got willpower, Dave.
I don't. Do you have willpower?
No.
No. Dan Day, do you have willpower?
No.
Zero.
Are you kidding?
Zero.
This guy got no willpower with women.
Any chance I can overindulge? I am
right,
overindulging.
Right. This guy. Don't bring all day into this.
Right. You already know my track record.
All day. Why should I be with one when I can be with two?
Or exactly. Three.
Exactly.
Or four.
You guys, same time?
Right.
Jeez, all day? All right, man, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.